Brandon's a good man.
Brandon is a good man.
He likes Jesus. Okay, so I just want to do a little follow-up and maybe a discussion on the Philippines drug battle, because it's getting to be around 3,000 people killed, and we discussed this on an earlier podcast. And, you know, now it's coming to light that police are hiring vigilantes to do these killings at like 700 American U.S. dollars. And the big thing why I tie it in is because Duterte has now phoned Trump and congratulated him on the presidency and said, you know, we'll open up talks to do business together. The only thing that the Americans are questioning is how this war on drugs, how they're going about doing it. So I'll bring it up one more time, and I'll kind of compare it to the war on drugs for Mexico, which is our border, because Mexico's government has definitely had a part in helping a lot of the Mexican drug lords, whether being paid off,
shipping them guns.
So Mexico has helped their drug lords.
Yeah, which is unconstitutional,
Filipinos
right?
Are definitely not.
Yeah. Well, what Mexico has done is unconstitutional to the American way. And what the Filipinos have done is unconstitutional to the American way.
So, is there any way you prefer? Or do you prefer this American way of getting these scumbags off the streets? Because we're damn good at it.
Well, the problem with the war on drugs is whenever you create a war on something, the government has a very good way of perpetuating it.
With the Philippines, not only are they killing these people on drugs or dealing drugs, but there's people saying, hey, I wasn't even on drugs, or, you know, I mean, relatives of people that have gotten killed where they just plant guns.
I personally don't think a war on drugs works. What you need to do is take away the profit from drugs, legalize marijuana so you can tax it. And that way those guys that are making money off of it, they're not going to make money off of it because the government's
so heroin too, though. Heroin too.
Heroin. Well, that's going to be hard to
well,
do.
Well, that's kind of what they said, kind of pinpoint the last boost in Chicago killings was heroin.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah.
But how does it get to Chicago, though?
Through the border, yeah.
Exactly. So what you have to do is you have to have a concentrated effort at the border to shut down this illegality, drugs coming across, just people coming across in general. If you start enforcing the immigration laws, you will see a lot of the crime that expands to many other cities, you will see it stop. Because you're going to shut down the human trafficking trade. You're going to shut down the illegal drug trade.
Is it even possible?
Yes. Enforce the law.
Right. So is this possible? You don't at all agree with like the Philippine stance. I'm not trying to convince you of it, but
I understand it.
Right, you understand it because Philippines are killing fucking everybody.
Because they're frustrated by...
They don't want this to happen like it happened.
And they don't know how. Well, there's once it gets in there, it's hard to get it. It's like the cockroaches in your house.
They're doing it up though.
Yeah, well they're fighting the fight. Crime is prevalent in this country because we're soft on crime. In my opinion, my personal opinion is every state in this union has a big football field or something, someplace. There's probably no state in this union that doesn't have some kind of a big amphitheater type situation. If they would have public executions in these amphitheaters every 6 months or whatever, if we used our right to kill criminals, then it would be a deterrent.
Well, the other thing you have to look at is how much have we empowered the cartels to exist. He actually put one cartel in power over another through the CIA, through the NSA, through our clandestine programs.
It's all over again.
Badger, I'm sick of you being pro-drugs on this podcast. We need to start murdering these motherfuckers.
I don't know if
murder. I hate to speak up like this. We got to go to Philippines, Ralph.
What am I going to do with my guns? Pistol whip a motherfucker?
Is there any countries that have said that they won't work with Trump now that Obama's out and he's in?
I don't think that there is any presidents that have outright said that we refuse to work with Trump. I think there are some that have had some reservations about some of his beliefs, some of his goals. We just kind of have to wait and see what transpires whenever he takes the presidency over from Obama.
Yeah, okay, so obviously the Taiwan president just reached out, and that's the first time in a long time.
The issue with that is China considers Taiwan part of their territory, and Taiwan considers itself independent from China. It's a bit of a conundrum, but as a independent observer, I completely understand why Trump would reach out to the president of Taiwan. The thing is how much do we import from Taiwan? I mean, nearly everything you look at says made in Taiwan.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all the shitty clothes you got, huh?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I love shitty clothes. I hope Trump keeps up, you know, good relations with Taiwan. I don't want my clothes to go up to $40 a pop.
What's Pizzagate to begin with?
Well, Pizzagate isn't necessarily about Podesta, but the whenever WikiLeaks released emails from the Podesta server that was hacked, something that came out of it was there was a lot of emails that referenced some very strange things. Some people in the subreddit community considered what was being posted as links to child pornography. And there was some other people that once they started investigating, they came up with some very, very strange things. They tied into John Podesta's brother.
Yes. And Podesta has been linked to some weird shit.
Yes, yes. The Comet Ping Pong, there was some very strange things. The guy that owns it, I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but his Twitter feed has been made private.
Yes.
Since the subreddit was formed, and they posted nearly everything that this guy has on his Twitter account. There was a lot of very, very strange things that he posted. But the weirdest thing was this guy, he's like the 20th powerful person in Washington, D.C. Yeah. And he owns a subpar pizza parlor.
Yeah.
Right? There is a lot of posts on the internet, on social media, about how terrible this pizza parlor is. I mean, it's supposed to be absolute shit, according to everybody else, right? But somehow this guy is one of the most powerful people in Washington. So powerful to the fact that he has connections to the Clintons. He has connections to George Soros. Pizzagate is alleging is that there is a conspiracy, a global conspiracy of several people in high levels of government.
Happened in the UK.
Yes, and it did happen in the UK. I believe it might have been here a couple of years ago, but there was several individuals involved in some kind of pedophile ring. And that is exactly what Pizzagate is about. They are desperately trying to expose a huge ring of individuals, not just the Clinton Foundation, but several people all across the world that are involved in this whole situation.
Update on Matt Seidel's prison sentence from an earlier podcast is he's going to be released December 6th. So he got a really lax sentence from the Japanese legal system, so he'll be out and about before you know it. Matt Seidel released December 6th. Hopefully he does some interviews about it. Just a little follow-up, unless you had more to say, on the Badr Hari story. Yeah, he's friends with the president of Chechnya, which is Ramzan Kadyrov. And this guy's crazy as shit, too.
Is he banging him?
Might be.
What, you going to tell him no?
Is he banging him? No.
No.
But is Hari banging him?
Is Badr Hari saying, if it comes in and says, you know what, president, I think I'm going to fuck you, then guess what? You better prepare to get fucked. You better keep baby oil in your goddamn desk.
Well, honestly, what is his presidential detail going to say if Badr Hari wants the president?
So he's been personally implicated in several instances of torture and murder. Anyone that's opposed the president of Chechnya has been assassinated, even abroad, even with several witnesses. And it's been 300 names to his murder. So, you know.
How many has Badr Hari got?
600.
How many of the 300 did Badr Hari kill?
All of them.
The waiter. The girl he hit with the car.
People say he acts like a medieval tyrant. If someone tells the truth about what's going on, you're signing your death warrant. Even Putin and Fedor were against this guy because he put on MMA fights with kids 12 and under.
Oh, I did hear about this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he also did a thing where he lost his cat.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a little YouTube or something video saying, help me find my cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's nuttier than fucking fruit salad, dude.
Yeah. And it's if you want to move out of this country because Trump got elected, go to Chechnya. Why not? There ain't nothing wrong going over there, you know. If you have a son that wants to, you know, be an MMA fighter at 6 years old, dude, it can happen.
Oh, I've already got the paperwork started. Chechnya is my country.
A former UFC fighter, Jeff Monson, backs the Chechen president.
Oh, that dude.
Well, he had the
right
swastika.
The swastika and the eagle of the... Didn't he have an eagle on his arm, a big Nazi eagle?
He had a lot of crazy questionable tattoos. Ink. Yes. Questionable ink.
That dude had a lot of questionable finishes, too. That dude could choke a bastard out.
Darren Williams, guard for the Dallas Mavericks, just opened up a MMA gym in I think Dallas. I think it's Texas, Dallas, something like that. And he came out and said, hey, after I'm done playing in the NBA, I'd like to compete in MMA, which is just absolutely fucking crazy to me. But so, and you know, Michael Westbrook has done it.
Right.
Well, Greg Hardy's going to do it. Herschel Walker's done it. People have done it. This is not against the ordinary. I don't know if an NBA player's done it.
No, there's a lot of guys who train MMA as part of their football routine.
Yes, for
Clay thing. Matthews.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Mike Miller, I think he's a Nugget right now. He owns multiple gyms.
Really? The Brickish Shaw Johnson. He trains hard MMA.
My thing is, would you want to see Darren Williams performing in MMA? And, you know, who knows what level it'd be.
Well, I couldn't pick the guy out of a lineup.
Yeah, well, I'm an NBA
I
fan.
I don't know so who good. He is.
But
I would like to see, like, a Clay Matthews wanted to fight. And Lyle Alzado did it back in the day when he turned to boxing. When
yes. Yeah, okay, so my question is, what, you know, top five or more athletes would you like to see give MMA a try, whether it be right now or later? Who would you just like to see?
My guys are all going to be big guys, big defensive linemen, something like that. I don't care about safeties and cornerbacks.
But
they're great athletes.
But you know what? What little guys are there in sports? We're not talking about little, you know, I mean, like
Tyreek Hill's is tiny.
What is he, though? What's Tyreek Hill? Okay, so you say Tyreek Hill, he's a middleweight. I mean, most of your athletes, like NBA, like I guess you don't expect LeBron to be 6'8", 265. If he was in the fucking UFC, he'd be massive and you would be shitting your pants and sucking his black dick, loving him. I mean, if he was any...
He doesn't have to be an MMA for that.
If he talked like McGregor, you'd be fucking dropping your pants. But
that would be hilarious. A black Irish dude talking like.
But most of your athletes, whether it be NBA, MLB, or NFL, are going to be way bigger than these cocks.
Well, you see, and you see,
I'm sorry for saying cocks. Wait, hold up. Way bigger than the people you see fight.
Well, you know, you see like.
Cejudo would be a water boy. He could not make MLB, NFL. He couldn't. I mean, these are grown men.
Well, you saw Jose Canseco took a fight in K1.
Yeah.
Yes. And he was one of the biggest guys in MLB.
Yes.
So guess what?
It worked out great.
I don't think MLB will work. Now, what do you mean it worked out great?
No, I mean,
he walked in and just tapped out.
You did not answer my question. What are some guys you'd like to see?
Oh, I would like to see
Greg Hardy. I'd actually like to see Greg Hardy.
I want to see Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Fight?
I would say
fight.
Fight.
Okay.
Shower. So you quit leading me to BBC. Okay. You don't want me to talk
no,
about
I'm just
BBC.
Saying fight.
Like we were talking about something. Anyway, that would all be. I would love to see just a tournament with all 32 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Who do you think? Okay, let's open that up. Who do you think's the toughest quarterback in the NFL? Think about it.
Cam Newton.
Really? Because he bitches about getting hit.
Well,
he's
tough. But he's probably the most athletic.
Why did you pick Cam Newton?
Because
his race? God damn it.
Because he's the biggest. He's big and he's strong.
How do you know?
Because I've seen him play. But I don't know. You could do it this year because he's already been in a concussion protocol five times.
Okay, just think of some other quarterbacks because quarterbacks aren't traditionally tough.
Tough guys.
Tough guys. I mean, John says the big black Angus stallion, Cam Newton. But so I got Cam Newton, maybe Russell Wilson, McNabb, Doug Williams.
Warren Moon.
Warren Moon.
Dante Culpepper.
All them boys. I mean,
Tom Brady. Randall, I would love to see Tom Brady
Randall
get in
Cunningham.
A fight. I would love to see Tom Brady get in a fight.
Who do you think, though? You say Cam Newton, Badger. Who do you got? You've been pondering.
I know who it's not going to be. It's Who's not going to be
boy?
Alex Smith or.
How do you know, man?
Tony Romo.
No.
Or, I mean. Eli Manning? Do you ever see Eli Manning being a
Eli Manning's not got the IQ to spell MMA.